Welcome to OV English School, the podcast where you learn English through real-life stories in clear, friendly English. Today's story is about money, but don't worry, it's not for millionaires. It's about normal people who look at their paycheck and think, how can I make this money work for me? In many countries right now, prices are rising and people feel it when they buy food, pay rent, or fill their car with gas. So a lot of people are asking the same question. Should I just save or should I start investing? While you listen, try to answer this. What is the smartest first step for a beginner investor? In recent months, newspapers and finance websites have been full of stories about new investors. Some are university students, some are parents, some are people who change jobs and finally have a little extra money at the end of the month. Many of them are using simple investing apps on their phones. With a few taps, they can buy a small piece of a big company, or they can buy a fund that includes many companies. One story that caught my attention was about a young office worker named Hannah. She lives in a big city, and she said she felt like her money was disappearing faster every year. She wasn't buying luxury things, she was just buying regular things, groceries, public transport, and sometimes coffee with friends. But the prices kept going up. Hannah did what many people do. She started saving more. She put money into a bank account and felt proud. But then she read a short article online that said something surprising. If prices rise, the same amount of money can buy less in the future. That is inflation. It doesn't always feel dramatic, but it slowly changes your life. One year, a sandwich might cost $5. A few years later, it might cost $7. Your money didn't move, but the world did. So Hannah began to learn about investing. She didn't want to become a stock market expert. She just wanted a plan that made sense. She watched a few beginner videos, read some simple guides, and asked a friend who had started investing earlier. Her friend told her, "Think of investing like planting a tree. If you plant a tree today, you won't get fruit tomorrow. But if you take care of it and wait, it can grow for years." Investing is similar. You put money into something that can grow in value over time. Hannah learned the basic options. Stocks are small parts of companies. If the company grows and earns more money, the stock price can rise. Bonds are different. When you buy a bond, you are like a lender. You lend money to a government or a company, and they pay you back with interest. Real estate is property, like an apartment or a building, but that usually needs more money to start. And then there are funds, like index funds, that collect many investments in one place. At first, Hannah wanted to choose one perfect company. She thought, if I find the best company, I'll make a lot of money. But then she learned another important idea, diversification. Diversification means you don't put all your eggs in one basket. If you invest all your money in one company and that company has problems, you can lose a lot. But if you spread your money across different companies and different types of investments, one bad result doesn't destroy everything. Of course, Hannah also learned a word that scares beginners: risk. Risk is the chance that you might lose money. And yes, investing always has some risk. Even safe choices can change because the world changes. For example, when there is political conflict, a new law, or a sudden economic problem, markets can fall quickly. That can feel stressful, especially if you check your phone every hour. This is why time matters so much. If you invest for the long term, you have more time to recover after a bad year. Hannah decided she did not want to invest money she might need next month. She kept an emergency savings account for unexpected problems, like a medical bill or a broken phone. Then she invested a smaller amount that she could leave alone. This leads to another powerful idea. Compound interest. Compound interest means your money can grow, and then the growth can grow too. Imagine you earn money on your original investment, and next year you earn money on the new total. Over a long time, this can become surprisingly big, even if you start with small amounts. Hannah started with a simple plan: a small monthly amount, invested regularly, and spread across different investments. She promised herself one more thing. She would not panic during a market drop. Instead, she would focus on learning, staying calm, and thinking long term. Now let's be clear. Every person's situation is different, and this is not personal financial advice. But Hannah's story shows why investing has become such a common topic in the news. People are looking for ways to protect their future, deal with inflation, and reach goals like buying a home, starting a business, or retiring comfortably. So what is the smartest first step for a beginner investor? For Hannah, it was not picking a hot stock. It was understanding the basics, inflation, risk, diversification, and time. Once she understood those, she felt more confident and she could make calmer decisions. Question: what does it mean to invest your money? Answer: it means you put money into something that can grow in value over time. Question: what is inflation and why does it matter? Inflation is when prices rise over time, so your money can buy less in the future. Question: what does diversification mean? Answer: diversification means spreading your money across different investments instead of putting it all in one place. Question: what is risk in investing? Answer: risk is the chance that you could lose money or that the value of your investment could go down. What is compound interest? Answer: compound interest is when you earn returns on your original money and also on the returns you already earned. So what's the smartest first step when you start investing? Learn the basics first, especially inflation, risk, and diversification, and then give your money time to grow. Investing isn't only for rich people, and it doesn't have to be complicated, but it does require patience and a clear plan. If you want more simple English stories like this to build your vocabulary and confidence, you can visit ovienglish.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.